Hello, and welcome to the Ascent Resources Investor Call. My name is Lydia, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. You may register for the queue at any time. I will now hand you over to your host, John Bugenhagen, and Chairman Luis Castro, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. It's Luis Castro, and John's here with me. He'll say hello in a few seconds. Thank you very much for getting on the call. It's a good opportunity for all us to be attending to questions which you may have and which some of you have sent in. We'll go to those in a second. It's just under 4 weeks ago, actually, that we put out our interims. So there isn't much for me to add by way of a preamble. This is an opportunity, I hope a good opportunity, to address the issues that you chaps wanted to raise. And so without much further ado, I think we'll make a start on those pre-submitted questions.
Hi, everybody. This is John Bugenhagen. I'm delighted to be here with you today. And thank you very much for submitting your questions. And we're happy to go forward and begin to answer those questions.
Thank you. The first question. What has happened to the compressor that was discussed a few months ago? Was this ordered? And if not, what happened to the cash?
So the compressor was ordered, was designed and ordered, and then subsequently canceled on the basis that the production could not be enhanced due to the continued delays with permitting and appeals to access those permits going forward. The remaining cash from that process is being used to continue operating the business, including continuing to work with advisors on understanding and strengthening our legal position in Slovenia, as well as continuing to progress the future technical operating possibilities that we have in the asset.
Thank you. We were told that workers in Slovenia had been laid off. Now being told that we are going to start production again in Slovenia. What is the actual truth of the matter?
Workers have been laid off. Costs have been significantly reduced in Slovenia. We're continuing to look at alternative opportunities in the existing concession to increase production by looking at the conventional prospects that we consider for appraisal of existing producing reservoirs.
Thank you. What is happening with the legal proceedings? We were told we had a strong case a number of times, but nothing since.
We continue to work with legal firms on this. We continue to understand our position, and we'll update shareholders in due course when there is something to report.
Thank you. What has happened to the appeal we submitted mid-July, and when can we expect a formal update?
We're expecting a response to the appeal by the year end at the earliest. The wheels of litigation grind quite slowly in Slovenia, so that's the expectation.
Thank you. Colin set up a company called Hypersat while still working at Ascent Resources. Was this company paid by Ascent? And if yes, what services were provided?
This is nothing to do at all with Ascent Resources, so it really should not be a concern.
Thank you. When you first joined the company, you said that we had one of the best assets you had seen. Do you still believe this is the case based on seismic results? And if yes, when can we expect the share price to reflect that asset?
Yeah, so to clarify that statement, when I first joined the company, I stated that Ascent had a highly valuable asset with access to infrastructure and a sales agreement, and that the Ascent shareholders had a good opportunity to capture that value as we progress forward. We still believe that there's great value in Slovenia. We have some production. We have reserves. As mentioned, we have existing infrastructure and a sales contract ready for any additional reserves we find in the concession area. The management is highly focused on protecting the value of those assets as we continue to go forward and is continuing to look at how to increase the value of those assets through additional work programs going forward.
Thank you. Are our partners in Slovenia supporting us more than they have done in the past? And if so, what has been achieved?
We're currently working with our partners to reinterpret the process data which has come back on the concession, and we will then sit with them, plan a work program to address the potential re-entry and new wells on a conventional basis, which won't need these stimulation permits.
Thank you. What is being done in Slovenia to deal with reducing output from PG-10, PG-11A?
The key to doing that is getting the permits going forward that would allow us to re-enter and stimulate those wells. But in the meantime, and in addition, we're looking at alternative opportunities, as mentioned, in shallower conventional zones based upon the results of the newly reprocessed seismic.
Thank you. When can we expect to hear results of the 3D seismic data update?
Yeah, so as announced with the interims, the 3D seismic reprocessing has been completed and the data is being reinterpreted. And I want to be very clear about this. The first step was reprocessing the existing 3D seismic. This proved to be more difficult than we originally anticipated. Now that those results are in and we're happy with those results, we're doing a full reevaluation of the seismic data set as part of a potential future work program in the concession areas focused on targeting shallower conventional production opportunities, including reentry into existing wells and the potential for drilling new wells.
Thank you. We're now moving on to slightly more general questions. What is Ascent Resources doing to improve communication with shareholders?
Well, we're taking this very seriously, taking this to heart, and in fact, that's part of the reason we're gathered around the phones today. We fully anticipate to be repeating this as we go forward through the next 12 months. Apart from that, we've recently uploaded onto the web portal some TV discussions, which interviews which John gave a month or so ago. So those are there for all of you to have a look at. We also do have face-to-face meetings with some of the larger shareholders, which you may or may not be aware of. And then we have the more conventional communication through announcements, RNSs, interim reports, annual reports, and whenever we get together at the annual general meeting.
Thank you. When can we expect the board to buy shares?
Well, when we're not inside. I mean, you'd appreciate that there are so many things happening at the moment. We're practically inside on a permanent basis right now. But when there is a window, it will be something that I certainly will be looking to do.
Yeah, and I just kind of want to follow up on that as well on the basis of the last question about investor communications. Ascent is in a really dynamic period in the company, and the things that we're working on are very sensitive, and therefore we can only update you when we can update all shareholders. And so we do ask for some patience as we are working diligently on the issues that have been identified over the last few months.
Thank you. Croatia announced that several companies had applied in the licensing rounds. Does this include Ascent?
So, as an update, Ascent did not participate in the bid round for several reasons. We are, however, continuing to talk with potential partners in Croatia and in the region about potentially moving into the country in the future. And we would announce an update as in due course.
Thank you. What is the cash balance?
It's not materially different to the number around the publication of the interim report and accounts.
Thank you. And the last one, how are your plans developing for moving out of Slovenia?
We're continuing to look at new opportunities. We have identified several opportunities that are appealing to the company in other jurisdictions in the region. But to be clear, we have no plans to leave Slovenia, whether it's through new work program or focusing on protecting our assets through legal and other means available to the company.
Thank you. That finishes the pre-submitted questions. Moderator, if you'd like to ask for any further questions from the floor, please.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to submit your question to me, the operator. Please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
Thank you. We've had some questions. The first one is?
The first one relating to the gas sales agreement with INA in Croatia. And the question was, is that contract being extended? We're in discussions with INA, as you'd expect at this time, at this stage of the contract. And we don't anticipate any issues in extending it. The reality is Croatia needs Slovenian gas. The Croatian gas itself is high in CO2 content, and Slovenia helps them deal with that issue. So we're in discussions, and yeah, we don't anticipate much in the way of problems in continuing with that. Anything to add, John?
Okay.
Nothing more on
no,
that? No.
Okay. The next question was seismic. Where can we expect to announce the seismic interpretation?
Yeah, so the seismic data is currently being interpreted by several individuals, including myself, and we do expect some results in the near term. However, we will not report the specific results of the outcome of the interpretation. What we will report is a forward work program on the basis of those results, and that will come in due course and when all of the parameters around that our result.
Yeah, nothing more to add. I mean, it's very unusual to have these things just put out there on a specific basis. When we have a work program worked up on the back of the targeting and everything else, that's when we'll announce.
But we are generating prospects, and we are evaluating those prospects in a proper fashion and doing evaluation of the risk versus reward on the basis of that work.
And carrying our partners. I mean, that's the other thing I'd say. In all of this, you know, we need to carry Geo and Nigel and have the discussions with them.
Well, and one of the other issues with respect to the seismic is the seismic images the subsurface. One of the challenging issues is where do our certain prospects lie on the surface. So once we interpret the data and know where we want to put our well locations, for example, we'll then begin the evaluation of the viability of doing that work on the surface, and we will update you as that work comes forward. But to be more specific to the question, I believe we are on track in terms of the timelines that we put forward in our previous announcement.
Yep.
Thank you. Moderator, could you ask for any further questions, please?
A reminder, if you would like to submit a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
Thank you. We've got some further questions.
The first is in relation to the litigation which and any progress on that, which we've actually already commented on. But effectively, just to repeat, we are talking to several firms on that. There is progress being made. It's a time-consuming process. It needs to be run properly. And often pretty sensitive. So what we will do is, obviously, when there is anything to announce, and it's appropriate, we will be making announcements to the market. But that is the work is going on, and we are talking to several parties.
Next question.
The next question was a question in relation to the opportunities, type of opportunities that we're looking for outside Slovenia. And we've commented on this before, I think, in some of the announcements. I mean, our immediate expertise is around Central Europe, with John having joined us. It's really opened up a whole new field that we can be looking at. And there are lots of similarities in relation to the basin right across Central Europe to the one that we're dealing with at the moment. But in essence, if preferable, we'd like operatorship, but that's not key. It depends on the operator and what sort of relationship we can strike up with the operator. We prefer appraisal on near production. Evidently, that's also what the market requires right now. And so we're going to be looking at that end of the spectrum. But look, we will look at any commercial opportunity that comes in. And in fact, it not just comes in, but we're actively pursuing a number of opportunities right now. So again, as soon as we have any progress on that, we will obviously make the appropriate announcement.
Yeah, and ideally, from my perspective, we're looking for opportunities like we have in Slovenia, with known reserves, existing infrastructure, and a path to market. And we're evaluating opportunities on that basis. However, we are also looking at other opportunities that have bigger upside, but obviously would have a little more risk associated with them as well. And so it's a matter of kind of blending those together with the existing opportunity we have in Slovenia.
We have an asset, which is the listing itself, and we mustn't ever forget that. You know, we are in the public eye. People know who we are. People know what we've done, and they know who we've got on board right now. And I think that's very helpful in terms of people approaching us. So it's a two-way street, which is, at this stage of the company's development, fairly critical.
Thank you. And the last of this three questions in the cycle, someone's asked about the comment on the lack of activity.
Yeah, and I'd like to comment on that. I would disagree with that statement. There's been a tremendous amount of activity.
I think it's important to understand the part of the world we're working in Central Europe. Things take time there. It tends to be a very bureaucratic part of the world. Secondly, we're focused on finding opportunities that bring a near-term return. So that significantly reduces the amount of opportunities we have to look at and also increases the scrutiny that we're putting each one of these opportunities under. So, you know, we really can't update the market until we've kind of made something material happen, both for reasons, for legal reasons with respect to the market, but also with respect to commercial reasons, protecting the value that we're trying to generate and keeping kind of proprietary the commercial aspects of the different opportunities that we're looking at. In Slovenia, we're also pressing forward, and just to kind of summarize, not only with the litigation and working with various potential funders and parties to help move that forward, but we're also working with our partners to identify opportunities, as mentioned in previous announcements, to bring new production to the field. And all of this has been ongoing since our last discussion.
Now, please remember, we have been cutting back on costs here. So in terms of being busy, there's no doubt in my mind that we're doing what we need to do with the personnel we have available.
Thank you. Okay, moderator, could you please ask for any further questions?
Another reminder, if you would like to submit questions to this call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and we will collect your questions.
Okay, thank you. We have some further questions.
Yeah, the first relates to the concession.
Yeah, the first question was related to what work was being done related to the concession extension. The answer to that is Ascent and its partners are currently working on the concession extension and will continue to do so in accordance with the regulations going forward.
Okay.
And the second one was in relation to what short-term measures could be taken to improve the share price. This is all, and the answer to that we really have given over the course of the last 20 minutes discussion. We are and are very keen to maintain the value that we have in Slovenia and see what we can do by developing conventional reserves, and at the same time looking to new opportunities outside the country. So those that we continue to work to that as hard and as quickly as we can, and as soon as we can announce something, clearly we're keen to get announcements out, but to communicate with shareholders is just to make sure that we can see this being reflected in the share price. But those are the two areas where we're hoping we're going to get the right effect on the share price in due course.
Thank you. And the last one of this series?
Related to a question on the Riverfort funding, it is somewhat complex. I can't make any apologies for that. But we have received the first tranche of funding, $500,000. We will be getting further funding, and actually the funding will depend on the share price. So if the share price does somewhat better than where we're at right now, we anticipate getting more rather than less of the facility. The total facility could be up to around 1 million sterling over time, over 12 months or so. So it won't all be coming in one go. So the good news will be if the share price rises, we will be getting significant chunks of cash going forward. Conversely, if the share price suffers, we will take longer to get the money from Riverfort. So hopefully we'll be wanting to get to the sort of million level. We may not get there depending on what the share price does, but we do expect to have some news over the next, the facility runs for 12 months and we would be expecting to do quite a bit of work and have lots of announcements over the forthcoming months. So that should have the proper effect on the facility. Well, thank you. It's Louis Castro again, just to close off really. Thanks very much for listening and for participating in the call. We really do appreciate your time. We appreciate the questions. It does help us to perhaps refocus on one area or another. So good, valuable feedback for us. If you haven't received a response or an answer to one of your questions, although I think we covered practically all of them, the reason would have been that it's price-sensitive information and we're somewhat constrained as to what we can say occasionally. But I actually think we've covered 90% of the questions that came along. Anyway, again, thank you very much and hope to meet you in due course at the AGM, if not before. Thanks again.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.